help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Dr. William L. Minix. He's the president and CEO of the American Association of Homes and Services for the Aging. It's AAHSA, or ASA. Dr. Minix came to ASA in January of 2001. Before he headed the organization, he served as president and CEO of Wesley Woods, Inc. in Atlanta, Georgia, a comprehensive long-term care, housing, outpatient, and acute program that's part of the Emory University. As ASA's president, Dr. Minix advances the vision of healthy, affordable, and ethical long-term care system for America. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Minix.
Torrey Pines Gliderport invites you to experience world-famous coastal soaring. Our full-service facility will professionally handle all your paragliding and hang gliding needs. With an entire line of flight gear, reserve chutes, harnesses, helmets, and accessories, the Gliderport is your one-stop shop. We proudly offer a full line of flight experiences, including tandem flights, tours, and skill enhancement and instructor clinics. Torrey Pines Gliderport is the U.S. importer for Paratec, Independence, Advanced Paragliders, Crispy Flight Boots, Austria Alpina Carabiners, Fly Mike Flight Suits, and Center of Gravity Flightwear. The Torrey Pines Gliderport hosts world-class soaring for sailplanes, hang gliders, paragliders, and radio control gliders. We welcome you to drop by and enjoy the Cliffhanger Cafe and our panoramic ocean views.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dina Dell, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to ElderRage.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio? Right back. Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. And now we're going to be speaking with Dr. William Minix. He's president and CEO of the American Association of Homes and Services for the Aging, and it's AAHSA, or they pronounce it ASA. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Minix. So tell everybody about your organization, you know, and what are the choices that older adults have and, you know, where they live today, these days?
Sure. Our organization is made up of over 5,000 organizations nationwide that are not-for-profit. Many of them are sponsored by various types of faith-based organizations. Others are sponsored by non-sectarian groups, government organizations, unions, fraternal organizations. So most of our members are well-known in their communities. They've been around a long time, and we offer a variety of services from home and community-based services to help people stay at home, to all the way up to the highest levels of skilled nursing and even some programs that offer acute care.
Wow. Now, I didn't give out your website yet. It's AAHSA.org, and so
that's
people
right.
can log on there and find out all the different services that you do offer.
That's correct.
So how else can people go about finding homes and services?
Most people, unfortunately, don't plan ahead for these things, so it's a problem of when you get in a crisis, then families don't know what the options are. And fortunately, there's usually more help than people realize. from various types of home and community-based services all the way up to highest levels of care. So what we encourage people to do is, number one, plan ahead. This is the kind of conversations families should have before they have a crisis, to make clear with older members of the family, what do you want to have happen under certain types of circumstances, so that families can try to respect the wishes of their elders. Secondly, we encourage people to visit long-term care organizations and facilities in their communities. In fact, a volunteer service is something that's very important and badly needed in a lot of long-term care organizations. And so then you're familiar with what goes on in the event that you need it. Medicare and Medicaid have a website that can tell people about the survey and certification results of nursing homes, as well as they're rolling out a new program this fall that will give information around quality measures that are fairly standard types of expectations in nursing homes. And so that's an indication of the type of service and the quality of care that nursing homes render. Many communities now have continuing care retirement centers, and that's a rather rapidly growing a type of comprehensive care that people can, it's in many states considered to be an insurance program where people pay an entry fee, and then they pay monthly fees depending on level of care that they need over long periods of time. Of course, assisted living is becoming more and more popular, and assisted living is a good concept, but needs some refinement in how it's defined and overseen in various in the various states, because it is it needs some more oversight and definition for the public to have confidence in it. But it's an important part of the continuum of care.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to know. You know, so many people are saying that our nation's long-term care system is, you know, just completely broken. What do you think? Do you think that there's a future with long-term care? How are we doing?
Well, I think we don't. We do not have the system that we want, and I think it is crashing. And in many ways, we're facing a crisis. Of course, there's a lot of concern about nursing home care in the country, and that's well known, and a lot of horror stories and anecdotes about nursing home care. We believe that many nursing homes are actually better than people might give them credit for, because there's some very good ones out there, but we feel like overall the quality needs to be improved, and we need to earn the public's trust in what we're doing. And I think that in many ways, if you think about the various categories of options available, nursing home care will continue to be needed, but it will take on sicker and sicker people over time. We will probably need fewer nursing home beds in this country, just like we needed fewer hospital beds beginning some 15 years ago. But the care that they will deliver will have to be better, because the needs will be more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to improve and make nursing home care much more professional. Assisted living, which is a step down from nursing home care, just needs to be better defined and refined, and it has a valid place in the system. Housing with various types of supportive services, whether people own their own homes or live in various types of either condos or apartments, you're going to see more and more housing with supportive services that will begin to develop, so that people can stay in the setting of their choice for as long as possible. And our home and community-based services program in this country is largely geared toward lower-income people, and typically it is rationed in each state based on budget types of problems that each state have. So we have a number of the basic components of care and services available, but they need to be redefined. They need to be reimbursed differently, and in some cases, they need to be reimbursed better. And they all need to be coordinated better.
So, magic wand, how can we fix it? What would you do if we?
We're spending a lot of our time in Washington working with this administration and with Congress and with groups like AARP and others to try to create a vision for long-term care. There is no vision. We have a program that's evolved over the last 40 or 50 years by various types of provider categories more than anything else, and we need to step back and create, in effect, a long-term care system. We need to create basically a care network system, and you're very familiar with having gone through some of this personally, how fragmented the system is.
Yes.
What we have, what we need to do is basically sort of a re-engineering job on how the system works. So we're working with Congress and the administration and groups like AARP and some of our own parent faith-based and other groups to try to create a better vision of it.
Now, if we've got if we have listeners out there that like to help or be involved, what how can they help?
Number one, they can get involved as a volunteer either on boards of directors of our not-for-profit organizations, which are extremely important for nonprofits to have strong governing bodies. Secondly, they can look at various state association websites. Third, every community now has a designated area agency on aging,
yes,
AAA, and that's that is a the country's network for home and community-based services. And it's not only a good referral source, it is also an opportunity to either serve through delivery of things like Meals on Wheels or to get involved politically in how to help advance their agendas. One of the things we're encouraging is if you've had a personal dilemma with older relatives, the next time your congressman or woman comes back to town, get an appointment with them and tell them what worked and what didn't work. What I find in Congress is that if a congressman or woman or senator has experienced these problems personally, then you have a much better chance of getting their attention as to what needs to be done to change the system.
It's really true. You know, I had no experience in elder care, you know, coming from, I was a television executive for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
No idea about any of this, and I got thrown into it, and it was so amazing, and I was really begging for answers and searching,
yeah,
and the people that I happened to come in contact with were not directing me properly, or if you did call someplace and you got a helpline, the person that you talked to wasn't very helpful.
That's right.
Because they weren't trained appropriately, and I thought, wow, this needs a major overhaul.
It really was so disorganized. It really does, and I was visiting yesterday at an organization called the Home of the Good Shepherd in Seymour, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And 15 years ago, they were a traditional small community nursing home with the common care and problems that you'd find in a nursing home. Today, they are a nursing home, but they also have assisted living. They have a day center. They do Meals on Wheels and home and community-based services. And they have a good connection with a local hospital not far away for the services that they don't provide. They do an excellent job of care. They are able to coordinate services. And so they've become a center in their community for the needs of individuals and families as those needs change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of a model of what can be. And there are emerging in communities organizations like that are beginning to be much more comprehensive and responsive to families in times of crisis. And again, I mean, you know, people don't think about these things until
It's human nature, isn't it?
And then it's a problem. They don't know where to turn.
And why is it such human nature? Just denial. Do not want to think about. Is that enough? We have to think about our taxes. You know, nobody thinks about that till April 14th. And it's almost like they don't want to deal with death and dying and grief and illness and sickness until they absolutely have to. So nobody prepares ahead.
That's exactly right. Woody Allen said that. He doesn't want to achieve immortality through his work. He wants to achieve immortality through not dying.
That'd be good.
and that about sums up our.
Everybody's like that, and it's like I'm out there trying to wake people and go, listen to me now, get prepared. And a good way, that I've heard, tell your parents, here, mom, dad, if something happens to me, here's where my papers are, here's my security deposit box, here's the key, here's where my insurance, give them all the paperwork. This is, God forbid I'm run over by a herd of elephants tomorrow. Here's where all my stuff is. Now, how about you guys? Where's yours?
That's exactly right. And our elders don't ever want to need a nursing home.
No.
And I understand that. In many ways, we have a product that no one ever wants. I don't ever want to go to a hospital either.
That's right.
But if I need one, I want a really good one.
That's right.
And I want to know that it's close by and in my community. And people need to talk about these things together. None of us want to think about our parents growing old and dying. You've seen that in your family.
Yes.
It's usually the son in Seattle that has the power of attorney and the daughter that lives in the neighborhood that's trying to tell him that mom's condition is changing and he doesn't want to hear it.
Right.
And then you've got all these family conflicts that arise out of that. And it's a big process of denial.
Yep.
And once people have a problem, there is a lot of unresolved family business
to deal with,
psychological business that they want to try to get resolved. I remember.
You know what? I can't believe it. Where did our time go?
Is it gone?
We'll do it again.
Well,
everybody, it's
AAHSA.org. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks so much for helping.
Anytime.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye now. Jacqueline Marcel, I'm the author of Elder Rage. Please don't forget to check out ElderRage.com and listen to us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. If you miss it, don't forget you can listen online anytime. Now, stay tuned. We're going to be back with Dale Bell. He's the producer of the upcoming PBS program you're going to want to watch, and Thou Shalt Honor.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Today I counted cracks in the driveway. I ate dirt.
I cleaned my ears.
I spun around in circles until I fell down.
I took two naps.
I had a staring contest with my dog. He blinked first.
Need more excitement in your life?
Today, I can't remember.
Then check out Legoland, where you can have a lot more than just fun. It's where kids get their hands on more things and wrap their minds around more things than in any other park. There are kid-powered rides and shows and coasters and more. So you can let today be like any other day.
I sat in a meeting with my mom.
Or you can make today special at Legoland. After all, isn't it time your kid walked out of a theme park with more than just a t-shirt?